Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, April the 8th, 2009. Israeli settlers injure 27 Palestinian villagers in the West Bank, whilst the army kidnaps another seven. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Twelve residents were shot and wounded by Israeli gunfire and 15 others were treated for gas inhalation after a group of extremist Israeli settlers attacked Safa village near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem on Wednesday. When villagers from the nearby Beit Umar and Sarif rushed to the area to help stop the settlers' attack, soldiers intervened to stop the settlers and ordered them to return to their illegal outposts of Beit Ayin, local sources reported. Israel's military said Palestinians began throwing stones as settlers marked a Jewish blessing on a nearby hilltop. However, villagers say the settlers stormed the village and attacked them first, leading to the clashes. One teenage settler was killed and another injured when a Palestinian man attacked Israeli settlers in the illegal settlement of Beit Ayin last Thursday. The attack was not caught and the villager of Safa told reporters that they had nothing to do with last week's attack. Elsewhere, seven Palestinian civilians were kidnapped at dawn on Wednesday during an Israeli military invasion targeting the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Palestinian sources said that Israeli military vehicles stormed the old part of the city and nearby Balata and Asgar refugee camps. Witnesses reported that troops searched and ransacked a number of homes before taking the seven men to unknown detention camps. In Gaza, the Irish Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams visited the Strip on Wednesday to tour areas that were attacked by the Israeli military during January's CAST-led operation. Adams told reporters that what happened in Gaza was wrong, adding that Gazans have the right to live in harmony and security. Regarding the ongoing siege in the Gaza Strip imposed since June 2007, Adams called upon Israel to open all crossings, allow all supplies into Gaza, facilitate patients' travel and end the siege. Since June 2007, Israel has allowed only limited supplies into the coastal region. UNRWA and other aid agencies operating in Gaza say that these amounts are not enough to cover the needs of the 1.5 million Palestinians living in Gaza. In related news, the Israeli military today allowed food supplies to enter Gaza via Karen A crossing, but announced that no more supplies will be allowed until next week. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Mary Arthur and Ghazan Benoura.